Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to PF. Now, the ultimate goal of most dressage riders is to ride at advanced level, perhaps one day entering down the centerline in a tailcoat. However, although the majority of riders never get to compete at Grand Prix level, you can still enjoy the satisfaction of teaching your horse the advanced dressage movements in the privacy of your home arena. Now, perhaps the most difficult movement to teach the horse is the PF. So, what is the PF? How do you ride the movement? And what are the common mistakes? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is the PF? Well, according to FEI dressage rules, the PF is defined as the following. So it's a highly collected, cadenced, elevated diagonal movement giving the impression of remaining in place. The horse's back is supple and elastic. The hind quarters are lowered, the haunches are well engaged, giving great freedom, lightness and mobility to the shoulders and the forehand. Now, each pair of diagonal legs is raised and returned to the ground alternately, with spring and even cadence. Now, PF first appears in the Intermediaire 2 dressage test, and at this level, the steps are permitted to creep forward a little, rather than being on the spot. Now, the maximum forward travel permitted is 1 meter for every 10 steps of PF. So now let's talk about what makes a good PF. Well as meeting the requirements which are set out in the FEI definition that we've just talked about, in a good PF, the horse must spring energetically from one diagonal pair of legs to the other, showing excellent cadence. Now the horse must be supple, and he should lower his croup so that he can sit down on his haunches with his neck remaining arched and elevated. Now, throughout the exercise, the horse's nose should be a little in front of the vertical. And in each step, the horse's front leg should lift so that it reaches the cannon bone on the opposite leg, and the horse's forearms should be vertical. Now, when riding the PF, the rider should sit up tall, keeping their neck long and looking ahead, not down. And the hands should be carried a little higher but without pulling back, and the elbows should softly hang at the rider's sides. Now, to an extent, every horse is different, and some horses find the PF a natural and relatively easy exercise to carry out. However, the amount of lowering of the haunches and the neck position will vary between individuals based on their temperament and their conformation. So when is your horse ready to begin learning the PF? Well, PF is the most advanced dressage movement that you can teach your horse. And before you can begin working at that level, the horse must be physically strong enough to work with a high degree of self-carriage and with true collection. Now, the horse must also understand and respond to the rider's seat aids and the half halt, and he must be confident enough to remain relaxed when asked to perform this demanding exercise. Also, the horse must keep moving forward on his own, without you having to continually use your leg. Now, that's important because the hand aids that you use in PF must not stop the horse's hind legs from being active, and some horses find this much easier than others. Now, don't expect your horse to PF perfectly to begin with. Now, as mentioned, some horses find it very easy to PF, where others are not naturally gifted with that ability and can take much longer to get their head around this exercise. Also, at the beginning of his training, your horse won't be strong enough to PF on the spot, so you must allow him a small amount of forward travel until he is able to take more weight behind. Okay, so now let's talk about how to train the PF. So begin by riding half steps in shoulder four in both directions. Now that improves the horse's suppleness and keeps him on your aids. Now essentially, you're riding transitions, collecting the trot into shorter strides and then lengthening the steps again. And this exercise also helps to develop suppleness and increases the horse's strength on both reins. Now, the shoulder fall positioning also keeps the horse straight and prevents him from coming wide behind or trailing his hocks out behind him, which are both common problems with the PF. And then to shorten the steps, you should do the following. So in shoulder fall, use half halts whilst nudging the horse with your legs to keep the energy. Close your fingers to take up a slight resistance on the reins, but without pulling back. And then by asking the horse to go with your legs and holding him with your hands in seat, you are asking him to shorten his steps. Now after a couple of shortened steps, go back to an engaged collected trot in shoulder in, and make sure that the horse is in true self-carriage before you repeat the exercise, keeping everything as smooth and as fluent as possible. Now gradually you can increase the number of steps that you ask for. And if the horse becomes tense or upset, then don't push him. Instead, go back to collected trot and just ride shoulder in, asking for lots of impulsion and reinforcing the horse's self-carriage. Now, when riding the transitions in and out of PF, focus on maintaining the rhythm and the fluency. And essentially, that's it. Now, training the PF is a long-term project that has to be a gradual process. And it can take from 6 months to 2 years for the PF to become good enough for the competition arena. Now, even if you don't want to go out and compete, it can still take that long for the horse to become physically strong enough to work in the PF at home for fun. Okay, so now let's talk about some common problems. Now, in general, the problems that occur with the PF are the result of tension or because the rider has taken shortcuts in the training and asked the horse for too much before he is strong enough to cope with the demands of the exercise. Now, common faults in the PF include the following. So, number one is loss of rhythm. And this can be that the steps don't remain in clear diagonals or that the horse canters or walks. Number two is that the horse travels forward rather than remaining in place. Number three is that there is swinging from side to side. Number four is that there is crossing the hind legs or front legs. And number five is triangulation. Now, triangulation is a major fault in the PF. Triangulation happens when the horse's front and hind legs become crowded underneath the horse's body, forming an inverted triangle. So you picture it as the horse's feet creating the triangle point, the horse's belly forming the triangle base, and then the legs make the two sides of the triangle. Okay, so now let's look at some troubleshooting. Now, each of the problems that are experienced with the PF usually relates in some way to the horse's basic training. So let's go through a few of them. So the first one is loss of rhythm. Now, the horse usually loses rhythm because you've asked him for too much too soon, either by demanding too many steps or trying to introduce the PF too soon for the horse's level of training. Now, try to make the transitions in and out of the PF as smooth and as gradual as possible. If the rhythm is lost, go back to the collected trot and try again. The next problem we're going to talk about is flat steps, loss of energy and triangulation. Now, if you use too much hand, the horse may stop moving altogether, or even go backwards. And your hands shouldn't hold the horse in place. They merely make small movements. So ease your hand and go back to working on the horse's basic throughness before coming back to the PF. And the last problem we're going to talk about is swinging steps. Now, if the horse starts to swing during the PF, that's usually because his hind legs are trailing out behind him rather than being underneath his body. Similarly, if the horse crosses his legs, that can simply be due to conformation, or it could be because the horse lacks the engagement and self-carriage that's essential for a good PF. Now, to correct the fault, work on developing the horse's carrying power, using lateral work to encourage the horse to step more underneath his body. And for the last part of this podcast, we're going to talk about some helpful training exercises. And we're going to go through three of them, which may be useful when teaching your horse the PF. So exercise number one is half steps down the long side of the arena. So start by riding down the long side of the arena in shoulder four from M to R. Now, as you reach R, use small half halts to shorten the horse's steps. Focus on keeping the rhythm and having the horse forward into your hand, and the trot should feel more elevated, not flatter or slower. Now, before you get to B, put the horse back into the collected trot so that you are not tempted to ask for too much piaff at this early stage of the horse's training. And then repeat the exercise on the next long side, and be sure to practice equally on both reins so that your horse becomes stronger to both sides. Now, exercise number two is half steps on a 20 metre circle. Now, in collected trot, pick up a 20 metre circle and put the horse into shoulder four. Now, at two points on your circle, either A or C or the centre line, use a half halt to shorten the horse's steps for five or six strides. Now, ride back into collected trot in shoulder four, aiming for a smooth transition and keeping the rhythm. Now, when you reach the next half marker, shorten the strides again. And as your horse becomes stronger, you can include the quarter points of the circle as well. And lastly, exercise number three, which is half steps from the walk. Now, if your horse has a very good collected walk, he may find it easier to learn the piaff from a collected walk. So establish a good, active, collected walk and put your horse into shoulder four. Now ask your horse for trot, but concentrate on establishing short, very active steps using small half halts to stop the horse from moving forward too much. And then keep the horse in shoulder four positioning. Now essentially, the horse will begin to trot in one place without moving forward too much. And after a few steps of piaff, ride forward into a collected trot again, staying in shoulder four, and then make the transition back into collected walk and repeat the exercise on both reins. Now, as with all of these exercises, when the horse performs even just a few steps of piaff, remember to praise him for his efforts. So to wrap this episode up, the piaff is an advanced dressage movement that takes months or even years to teach, depending on the horse's natural ability. Now, to learn the piaff, the horse must be able to work in true collection with a high degree of self-carriage, and he must also understand and respond to the half halt and work with a forward thought. Now, if you have any other questions about this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.